Welcome to the second installment of the LIBOR podcast series. Today we're going to be discussing the various challenges and how you can manage these within your institution. My name is Rob Downs. I'm the Senior Principal Product Manager for Lending at Finastra. I'm here today with David Hobbs, our Global Line of Business Lead for Lending. David, can you just talk to me for a minute about why there will be challenges?
Well, the important thing to remember with this is that this is the biggest change probably in lending for 30 or 40 years. And whereas there was a one-stop shop, if you like, for LIBOR that came from a single source, now we're going to have a differentiation of rates between the currencies. They're going to be released at different times. And obviously the big difference is moving from a long-term rate, which you know was fixed at the beginning of the period, to the for the entire term. Now these are going to go to overnight rates, and also the challenges, of course, in terms of these rates being published on a D+1 basis. So there's going to be operational changes. There's going to be financial challenges, and also you know all of the activities that will be needed. Just to convert the lending portfolios from the legacy language into the new risk-free rates. So there's a number of considerations that banks have to make, not just in relation to the recording of these rates, but how that impacts them both financially and operationally.
Do you think there's going to be any potential turbulence around some of the new risk-free rates that are being proposed are relatively new to the scene and you know haven't been around and aren't quite as stable?
I think that's inevitable. Whereas Sonia has been around for a number of years and has been used and has probably already ironed out the volatility that comes with any new rate, I think that will still be an issue. For the newer risk-free rates that come out. There was a recent example with SOFA where there was a massive fluctuation and, well, I say massive, the rate doubled overnight. And so I think there are inevitably going to be some challenges in terms of, as I say, the market volatility on these. But, you know, that's only natural when something this new comes into the market.
Yeah. On top of the operational challenges you talked about you know simply identifying the portfolio of loans that are impacted, what the credit agreements say, do you see any impact to potentially business policy changes, such as you know any internal impacts around funding that you can think of?
I think that's also a very good point. Treasury funding was based on you know what we would term as match funding. It was an exact match of the rate that was being provided by Treasury was applied to the loan, and then obviously the margin on top of that was the income for the operational team. There will be a change here because banks are looking at internal Treasury rates, so there is the potential for discrepancy or disparity between. Between departments within the bank, so profit and loss between ops and treasury, that will have to be identified and properly recorded and allocated because the internal rate is not going to match the daily published rate, and obviously it's also the timing of when treasury are going to provide these rates and how they're going to be recorded against the rates that are actually applied to the underlying loans.
Yep. Do you see any major challenges in how agent banks are going to be able to manage and process rate set notices, rollover, you know, kind of new loan drawdown notices and things like that in time referencing the new rates?
Yeah, I think there's going to be, and I don't think it's just going to be for agent banks. Obviously, they're the source of the information, but I think this goes right across from agents to lenders, as in when they're going to expect to receive this information, how they're going to receive it. Tent notices there'll be limitations, if you like, in terms of what I can tell you right now in terms of how much interest you can expect to receive at the end of the period. I'm not going to be able to do that right now. But when I do advise you of interest that is due to you, you're going to want to see the full calculation so you can investigate and address any discrepancy between what you believe is your interest and what I'm telling you. So the notices themselves, the timings of the notices, the concept of rollover or repricing, as we call it in Loan IQ, is going to change. And in some cases, depending on how they're using these rates, the concept of a repricing may disappear altogether.
Yeah. I totally agree. So to all that point, you know, with all this change and challenge out there, how can Finastra help people overcome these?
So let's start with the solution itself. Obviously, we have the new version of Loan IQ 751, which has the core functionality to support these new risk-free rates. But I think we need to look at engaging, our clients need to look to engaging with us earlier than the actual upgrade itself. You know, we can work with clients on doing first of all impact analysis, so that you know they can really understand how many deals and transactions they're really looking at. From that, we can work with them to develop a conversion plan. That conversion plan will then rely on the underlying credit agreements and loan documentation, which will need to be reviewed. We can give some support in that in terms of standard language that we are seeing from LMA or LSTA, but the actual redocumentation and amendments of credit agreements will be obviously a 100% bank activity. But over and above that, it's a question of readiness and getting the banks ready for the upgrade to 751, and then allowing, which will then enable the banks to do the conversion based upon the plan that we've put together with them.
Excellent. Thank you very much, David, for your time. So this brings us to an end to the second installment of the LIBOR podcast series. To find out how these changes are rolling out regionally, please listen to the next podcast in the series, Market Update Across the Globe. Thank you very much for listening.